Isaiah chapter 19. An oracle about Egypt. Look, the Lord rides on a swift cloud and comes to Egypt. The idols of Egypt tremble at his presence. The hearts of the Egyptians melt within them. I will stir up the Egyptians against the Egyptians. Each one will fight against his brother, each person against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. The spirit of Egypt will be demoralized within them. I will make their plans ineffective. They will seek guidance from idols and from spirits of the dead, along with mediums and sorcerers. I will hand the Egyptians over to the hand of a cruel master, and a fierce king will rule over them, says the sovereign Lord of hosts. The waters from the sea will be dried up, and the Nile River will be waterless and dry. The rivers will become foul. The streams of Egypt will be depleted and dried up. The reeds and rushes will wither away. The bulrushes by the Nile, by the mouth of the Nile, and all the sown fields by the Nile will wither, be blown away, and gone. The fishermen will lament. All those who cast hooks into the Nile will mourn, and those who spread nets on the waters will waste away. Those who work in combed flax will despair, and those who weave white cloth will grow pale. The weavers will be crushed. All those who work for wages will be grieved. The princes of Zoan are absolutely foolish. The Pharaoh's wise counselors give stupid advice. How do you dare say to Pharaoh, I am a sage, a student of the ancient kings? Where now are your wise men? Let them tell you now, and make known what the Lord of hosts has planned concerning Egypt. The officers of Zoan have become fools. The officers of Memphis are deceived. They have caused Egypt to go astray, those who were the cornerstones of her tribes. The Lord has poured a spirit of distortion into her. They have caused Egypt to go astray in everything she does, like a drunkard staggering around in his own vomit. Egypt can do nothing about it, head or tail, palm branch or reed. In that day the Egyptians will be like fearful women. They will tremble in fear because the Lord of hosts waves his fist. He shakes it against them. The land of Judah will become a terror to Egypt. Everyone who hears mention of it will be terrified, because of what the counsel of the Lord of hosts advises against it. In that day there will be five cities in the land of Egypt that speak the language of Canaan and swear allegiance to the Lord of hosts. One will be called the City of Sun. In that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar dedicated to the Lord at its border. It will be a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. They will cry out to the Lord because of oppressors, and he will send them a Savior and a Deliverer who will deliver them. The Lord will reveal himself to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day. They will worship with sacrifices and offerings, and will make a vow to the Lord and keep it. The Lord will strike Egypt, striking and healing them. They will return to the Lord, and he will listen to their prayers and heal them. In that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. Assyrians will come to Egypt, and the Egyptians will go to Assyria. Egyptians will worship with Assyrians. In that day Israel will be a third member with Egypt and with Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth. For the Lord of hosts has blessed them, saying, Blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. Isaiah chapter 19.